This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The National Testing Agency has announced fresh dates for cancelled and postponed examinations in a notification issued yesterday. The NTA said the UGC NET June 2024 examination will now be held between 21st of August and the 4th of September. The University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test UGC NET was cancelled a day after being conducted on 18th of this month as the Education Ministry received inputs that the integrity of the examination was compromised. Join CSIR UGC NET June 2024 examination, which was postponed as a preemptive measure, will now be held from the 25th to the 27th of July. The National Common Entrance Test NCET for admission to the four-year integrity Teacher Education Program, ITEP, which was also postponed, will now be conducted on the 10th of July. The NTA said that the All India Ayush Postgraduate Entrance Test 2024 will be held as per its actual schedule on the 6th of next month. The NTA has advised the candidates to visit its official website www.nta.ac.in for further information. Manipur Chief Secretary Dr. Vinit Joshi called on Governor of Manipur, Sushri Anusuya Uike, at Raj Bhavan and apprised about the various measures taken up for internally displaced persons taking shelter in relief camps in different parts of the state. The Chief Secretary informed the Governor that essential commodities are being given and arrangements for providing temporary shelter homes of the IDPs are in progress both in hills and valley districts. When the Governor asked about the Jiribamd district, which has witnessed ethnic violence recently, Dr. Vinit Joshi said that around 900 IDPs are taking shelter in relief camps and now provided requirements to them. He said that the Deputy Commissioner of Jiribamd district has been instructed to assess the damaged houses and properties for taking up necessary arrangements. Major General Parveen Badrinath, Chief Engineer from Headquarters Eastern Command in Kolkata, along with Brigadier Manoj Gupta, Chief Engineer of Project Swastik of the Border Roads Organization, BRO, visited the disaster-affected areas in Sikkim to assess the damage to road infrastructure. They are developing plans to restore road connectivity to Jammu region, Lachen and Lachung, while also exploring permanent solutions for all-weather connectivity to North Sikkim. The Command Chief Engineer highlighted the importance of the Pidang Bridge, which connects Jammu region and the Lachung and Lachen areas of North Sikkim. Mizoram Governor Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati said that the Mizoram Peace Accord stands as a beacon of hope for the state and a shining example for others. It is testament to the fortitude and commitment to building a peaceful and inclusive society. The Governor was speaking at the Remnani celebration held at the Aizawl Club in Aizawl yesterday. Remnani marks the day when Mizoram Peace Accord was signed in 1986. The Governor said that the Peace Accord signifies a new chapter in history where all inhabitants of the state can live together in harmony, dignity and prosperity. Dr. Kambhampati said that peace is not merely the absence of conflict but the presence of justice, equality and respect for all. He called upon the people to uphold the values enshrined in the accord and to work together in unity and solidarity so as to build a society where every individual has the opportunity to thrive and succeed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on Sunday at 11 a.m. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge as a Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.